Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
It is officially the middle of December. Why the fuck is it so hot in here?
It's delightful.
It's like too much man in here right now.
It's a lot of man in this room. We got a lot to get to tonight, so let's get started. I'm Pete, that's Brian.
Yo.
There's Lou.
Hey, what up?
Joining us tonight, we got Pope Ken returning.
Ahoy, ahoy.
And from the Gooncast, we got Joe and Mike.
Whoa.
That's fellow us. Podcasters.
What's going on?
This is the only other podcast that's ever actually been in the studio.
Who's actually really? Come into the room.
Whoa, surf's
wow.
up.
It's yeah. history.
Except, so for special. Except for a dude who lives in Ronkonkoma.
The Conk. The Conk.
Yeah, all the other podcasts that were like have been on the show have been like Florida, England, Las Vegas. And
oh, really? You yeah. just like hook up with them on Skype?
All Skype.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Stealing your ideas. I'm going to do that now. You guys are going to come on Skype real soon.
Well, I guess we should mention that you were, novice podcasters and you just I guess what...
Yeah, how long you been at
setup, what do you think of it?
Oh, this is amazing. Mike was just... Oh, would you say God. This is the best room this, ever? Yeah. I think that's a good quote.
I
right
actually,
there.
You can quote me on saying this. I said I want to haunt this room.
The Sharknado poster really just brings everything together, well, I think.
If you didn't know, these guys are
and
artists.
And it's a Riff Trax poster. Like,
yeah,
this is beautiful. Oh, man.
Mike, I don't know if you know, but you have the honor of being next to the second best rapper of all time.
Who is that? I can't tell.
It's the second best rapper of all time.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
It's KZ.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Who is it?
It's KZ, my nigga.
Oh,
it's KZ.
KZ.
It's wow, like the best yeah. rapper alive, yeah?
What's KZ. His hit single again? I forget his
hit
single.
Is,
I think his hit single is, I definitely didn't order that pizza, but I'll pay for
good.
It anyway.
Feel me vibing right
his
now?
Runner up was passing out
his,
on the couch.
His second hit single. His second hit single is "Fuck You, Lou, You Hack."
I remember that one.
I also enjoy "Whiskey Dick."
Great one.
Yo, if I fall asleep, finish without me.
she was dead when I found her.
Was it a? I should say we're a comic book company, and these two guys over here are artists. So,
oh, really?
Oh, that's awesome,
Lou.
Oh, cool.
You know, the next thing we need to draw is Mike over here as a ghost in the podcast.
Wait a minute, but you can also quote me in this. I said I want to be a ghost who shits a lot.
That's true.
Dropping little poofs?
Yeah, some soft serve. You know?
It's basically just draw a word bubble, I guess. Yeah.
Is ghost poop like cotton candy?
What do you think it is?
whatever you want it to be.
If there's any ghosts in this house, you can shit in my mouth. I just want to taste it.
Wow. Okay.
You think they take fresh, thick logs?
No,
that would be the worst.
I think
if that's pebble-like. The one thing that ghosts left behind.
Like,
was just chunky turds.
No, well, pebble-like beef candy. Shits. That's what they leave behind.
Well, according to the science of Ghostbusters, I mean, the green thing was leaving shit all over.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you ever see the exorcism guys walk in the room like, Jesus Christ, man. Oh,
you are haunted to shit.
Oh, yeah.
Zach Baggins found a ghost shitting in one of the houses once. Do you remember that episode of Ghost Adventures?
No.
Ah, I made it up. That's why.
He said either somebody's been eating Chipotle or you got a ghost.
Like that aura around Swayze and Ghost, man. That was just him beefing. He was like,
yeah. Oh my God. Seducing her with farts.
That's how they levitate off the ground. They're just propelling themselves.
It's like a little jetpack.
Cross dusting the hell out of the living.
It's a foul phenomenon.
Casper was just a kid with IBS. Poor guy.
What do you think took him out?
Colon cancer.
Chili.
Five alarm chili.
It's a big helping of chili. It's too much for it.
Oh, well, how was everyone's week? Can't everyone play. Doing good?
Mm-hmm.
Saw amazing.
Creed. I saw Creed too.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Wait, the band?
No. Can you take me out?
Did you guys see the band?
Oh, they encored with arms wide open?
Yeah.
They actually could take you higher, too.
No, we saw the movie, Creed. The Rocky. Basically, Rocky 6.
Rocky, whatever.
Oh, Rocky 7.
Oh, whoa.
Rocky 7.
Alternate Rocky.
Mm. Let's just call it what it is. Rocky 7.
Black Rocky.
Black yeah. Rock.
With Blocky. Michael, with Michael Jordan, right?
Blocky.
Blocky.
With 23 in the main role, right?
Mm-hmm. Wait, big question. Spoiler. Did he die? Hope he died.
Oh, Creed or Rocky?
Both.
They both live.
What?
But what'd you don't think? Did you like it?
You didn't
I'll
say
never watch
spoiler.
It. I'll never watch it.
You heard him ask the question, and you just waited, and you
no, I'll never watch that movie.
No,
I'm going to go out of my way to never watch it.
Even if it was Creed, even if he came to my house and gave it to me, I'd probably go, oh, it was good.
If you paid me to watch it, well, I would do it if you paid me to watch it,
I
but you
never,
get the idea.
He seems like the type that would be like, oh, sit down and watch it with you.
Oh, let me come inside. You got milk?
You got popcorn?
This is upsetting. I'm lactose milk. Intolerant. I don't know why I would want milk.
You just show up in people's houses and ask them for milk?
Yo. Got milk?
I'm on a strict milk diet.
Just that'd be a rough diet.
No. You might know why? Milk? You might know why milk's in my head? I got so mad at the. I had to go buy someone coffee earlier. And I go in, and the kid in front of me goes, "Oh, can I just have some cookies and milk?"
And then you got a boner, and then.
No. I wanted to shove him. You want to know how much he paid? Santa. You want to know how much he paid for cookies and milk in this hipster ass cafe?
How much?
Like $5.
$6.
How old was this
That's
guy?
Reasonable. I would pay that.
I first of all,
I would totally do that. That's reasonable to me.
Thought it was a guy turned around. I don't know.
Adult?
It was a person over the age of 23.
Gender ambiguous.
Cookies and milk, please.
Can I have cookies and milk? $6.
Now, were these like super nice, like Auntie Anne's cookies or something like that?
No, it was just like...
Were they large or small?
Yeah.
Like Entenmann's chocolate chip size or black and white cookie size?
Probably black and white cookie sauce. All
right, well, that might be worth it then.
I mean,
how many cookies?
One.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Well, I picked this guy sitting down and blowing bubbles with his straw afterwards.
He's got a pinwheel,
a little beanie cap.
It's like, but he's got
his legs don't even reach the floor. He's just kicking them.
But he has a full on mustache, so I don't know what's going on. You know, I was listening to your latest episode.
Oh,
and you guys
one?
Were saying Jomosexual.
Jomosexual.
I'm like, that sounds like some fag that goes to Starbucks like way too fucking much. And a Mocha Frappuccino Deluxe.
Wait a minute.
Cup of Joe, please.
I do
that's
that.
Actually based on Joe, just because it just got really gay with Joe last week.
It always does. I don't know why. I got nothing sometimes.
These things happen the in the world of podcasting.
You just go to the gay.
There's a lot of weird questions in this podcast.
Very weird questions.
How do you feel about Jill?
I'm too uncomfortable to ask anybody any weird questions, so I just give up weird things about myself.
No, we had weird energy last week. Like, one of our guests said they are were with trannies off Tinder at one point.
We were all exploring our sexuality
that's
in different
that's
ways.
Incredible.
Here's a question I ask a lot of people.
I was like, well, what was the workflow? And he goes, fuck, I'm in the ass.
Whoa!
Here's a question I ask a lot of other people on the show.
Whoa.
But, all right, if you were doing years in prison, right, would you suck a dick or, like, do some gay shit to get out of it?
Get out of prison?
Yeah.
Absolutely. A heartbeat. Yeah.
Like, what's the limit on the sentence, though? How many?
Anything. It's a fucking day.
A day?
I'd fucking suck a dick to get
out of it. No, Joe started a parking ticket.
We had a similar argument once. How much money would it take for you to suck a dick? I said $5,000.
Five grand.
That's the minimum.
$5,000.
Other people are like millions, millions. I'm like, $5,000. It's fucking sucking a dick. You get over it. You go back. You go back to the other side,
Well, then you're gonna be no fun with these rhetorical questions. Yeah. If you're like fucking $18,
hear that, gentlemen? That's a price of admission.
There's no sweat in it. It's like
a coupon.
That's some major podcast upgrades. That $5,000 right there. I'm sucking dick for the Gooncast. That's what I'm doing.
That is a good payment on a car.
Yo, dude, you better be PC. You better suck dick for charity,
like everyone else. For the cast. That's what I do.
We need better stuff, guys. It ain't gonna get itself.
Yeah.
This is for Toys for Tots.
No, imagine if the people rang the bell. Oh, shit. Yeah, the Red Cross.
Yeah, he's blowing Salvation Army Santas again.
Yeah, but instead of, like, poor people and, like, homeless doing that job, it would be, like, weird old men. Yeah.
It'd be Craigslisters. They get them off Craigslist. Be the Santa that blows people.
Pedophiles knocking on the door, make a wish to volunteer, and get rejected.
Entire floor from Goldman Sachs does it. It's just like, I guess they're nice guys, huh?
You walk in the men's room, and it's just the bell ringing behind the glory. What the fuck?
Come get Santa a kiss.
Ho, ho, ho. Throw some change through the hole and stick a dick through, son. Merry Christmas.
Glory hole for charity.
You can feel the beard when you put it through. That's the beard.
You know it's bad when you hear the change hit the floor. It's like, oh, no. There's nothing to catch it. It's a half-ass operation back then.
You gotta awkwardly go in the next
you don't
stall
have
and
a
collect
single
your...
Elf. No single out there catching your fucking...
Not even a can.
Come on, Santa.
All right.
All right, Brian, you got some questions prepared for these fellas?
I do.
So excited for the questions. Oh, no. I was thinking, like, what are they going to ask me? I'm like, I have literally no idea.
All right, so
we want to... play a sound effect after each question.
Basically, we want to get a little chance to know you guys. So, all right. There's a lot of vices out there. Booze, drugs, or pussy, guys? What's your vice?
Booze.
Asked and delivered.
Wow. Likes to fuck his booze.
That is amazing.
I couldn't answer quick enough. I knew that one right away.
It's booze.
Do we just go short answer or long?
You
form?
Can elaborate if you'd like to. It's not necessary. If you want.
I think mine would. I don't know. I feel like mine would be weed or work. I feel like it would always
work. Stop it.
Like, what are you, you're so virtuous, Mike. Yeah. I love it.
Weed or work?
Weed or work?
Yeah. I'm addicted to clean living.
No, and by work, I mean like, you know, like nude photo shoots. Or
oh, whatever. Okay, well, that's cool.
One of my vices is like take care of the elderly, you know.
I'm thinking like ew. Office work.
Going down to the rock quarry.
No, I don't
taking care of those elderly.
You're taking the finishing pictures of that glory hole, Santa, man.
That would be a great lifestyle photo editorial.
All right, so I want to know which one of you gets the more pussy and which one of you gets the better pussy out of you two.
Him in both counts, probably. I don't really do much of anything. If I do, I just take down some. I realized earlier, like I'm kind of like as far like as sex goes, like a vampire who doesn't want to hurt the human race. Like I'll just hold it in, and then I'll like find a cow and like drain the blood and just put it back out there, and that's it. Like,
hey man, cows need loving too, man.
These dry cows all over the place.
Dry cows everywhere.
That's what I do.
Ain't been milked in a while, guys. Come on.
I don't know. We never really talk about like girls ever, our group of friends. It's very strange. Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like a lot of other guys talk about girls, and we just never do. We were just talking about how gay I am.
Well, no, wait a minute. Who
gets more chicks?
You can't just ask pussy too. Pussy was just a euphemism for whatever.
Well, no, the only reason...
How many fuck holes you got?
How many orifices?
Ain't no labels here?
No, but the only thing, the reason the gay thing came up is because the gay strip club. Because we had this dude who was in a short movie of some stupid kid we know.
Which we'll show you. We force everybody to watch it.
It's a train wreck. Besides the point.
Well, how'd you get from there to the gay strip club, man?
Well, no, I wasn't there. Oh, Joe was there with the director of this movie.
That's all me. This is
Joe was
celebrating?
Yeah, you know, doing some celebrations, you know.
So making it rain.
See, that's a euphemism for cocaine.
Unfortunately, no. We just drank a couple beers and I got a lap dance from a man. Long story short.
Oh, wow. Huh?
You know, long story short.
It went all the way then.
No, it didn't go anywhere.
That's code for doing cocaine off a boner.
Yeah. So, in a gay strip club, but a strip club like that, did the guy come up and he's like, want a lap dance?
There was this other guy. This other guy kept, this Latin guy, he kept coming up behind me.
Why's he got to be Latin?
Because that's what he was. I just want people to get a visual image.
I'm so PC.
He's a bronze god.
He's a bronze god. He comes up from behind me, this bronze man, takes my hand and puts it on his dick. I'm just like, no! No! And... But, like, I kind of, like, couldn't...
Why are you here, bud?
That's right. That's why I couldn't, like, get really mad at it. So, I kind of felt bad, you know, shooting him down like that. He probably felt devastated.
He put your hand on his pecker and you let him do it?
Yeah. No, I didn't let him do it. It's just like, what's my hand? What's happening? Oh, shit, dick. Yeah.
His body fat was, at, like, 2%, man. This guy was in shape.
He could have killed me. If he wanted to force his dick on my hand, he could have any time. I would not be able to defend myself.
But tell them why you were there. Come on, tell them why...
Because the guy in the movie was a stripper. At the club, so we went to support our friend.
So your friend who's an actor,
he's
also
straight man.
A stripper. No, you said he's bi.
No, he's straight. He believes all people are bi, though.
Well, he's a regular Einstein. Look, I'm straight, but I believe all people are bi. Wow, bro.
Fucking hypocritical, man.
You're telling me you're stupid.
Yeah, I'm really dumb.
But
anyway, what was his proposition?
Oh, well, so that's the reason
the
I got
proposition
the
proposition is the meat.
Because here's the thing. Our friend who made the stupid movie, the actor who was in it, who's also the stripper, said, hey, who wants to see me give this kid a lap dance? I said, God damn, I do. And I was like, $20. I'm cool with paying the $20 to see that happen. And then he was like, I'm worth more than that. And like he was using fake names and like trying to play up this gay couple next to us. So I was like, I'll do him a favor, throw him the other 20, he'll give it back to me later, and we'll be good, and I'll make him look like $1 million, you know, as a pal, a guy pal, a pal is
the real guy.
Why are you trying to make friends in the gay strip club, man?
Because he's already like a friend.
He's already his boy. He's already his boy. Oh.
But then at the end, I was like, yeah. Yo, let me get my 20 back. And he was like, I'll just give you a lap dance instead. I was like, what? And he's like, I bet you'll get an erection. I was like, I bet I won't. And he's like,
you lost.
Women.
I won.
One fat hard on later and 40 bucks down. Joe left.
My only issue with this
and is... And he's like, you know what? Maybe everyone is bi.
I won. Yeah, everybody misinterprets the story.
And right after he said that he skates into the sunset.
I confirmed my heterosexuality. Not confirmed it. It's a confirmation of my heterosexuality.
My thing is that such a porno line where if someone said that to me, I said, well, either you're trying to cue a porno or you're trying to just rape.
He might have been. Either
I bet my lap dance gets you hard. You want
it is a strong bet. Like I don't feel that confident. Like,
that's very confident.
When would you guys say no to this?
Never. I'd win 20 bucks all the time, dude.
No, I didn't win the 20 bucks. I misrepresented that a little bit. Like, I had to give him the 20 bucks.
Oh, you
he know, just, it was a dare. Was it was a dare. It wasn't a bet. Did I say...
You have to pay him again
to
get a boner?
Yeah.
No. It wasn't. It was a...
That's a double
it
lose.
It wasn't a bet.
That's
did
a
I
lot of
bet?
Losing.
It was
triple
dare.
Lose, maybe. I don't even know.
You lost a lot that night, Joe.
I lost not a lot, but I gained a confirmation.
You got gay hoodwink, bro.
Absolutely.
You remind me of Wiz Khalifa when he did that song for the race movie. Fast and Furious.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what it is.
Why? I had a whole different movie in mind there.
It's like Selma on wheels.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious.
Malcolm
X. I thought it was a historical piece. I have no idea.
How many black movies could we name in a second? Jesus.
All right, let me get to the next question. All right, guys, if you had to fuck one, Hillary or Trump?
Hillary, because I have my confirmation of my heterosexuality.
Oh.
All right.
Did you guys forget? Don't forget that. Don't forget that.
You're fucking Hillary because she wears a pantsuit better than that. Don't lie to me.
She got them broad shoulders.
I'd have to say Trump. Because he's got great camel toe.
He'd probably tip you afterwards.
No, I just wanted to fuck his hair off.
Knock his wig off. Well, it depends on the situation.
Actually,
tell
no,
me more.
You know what? I just want to sneak in his hotel room and push him in the shower. He's such a senior citizen. Fuck face. Fuck him.
Would you dress up as a Mexican when you did it?
Yeah. I'd be like, you know, little Lolita.
At this point, Lou, I need Mike as dressed up as a Mexican pushing Trump in the shower. Just for my own shit.
Mexican ghost.
After he was down and he was passed out, spit on him and go like this. Why don't you ban yourself?
We need that on a t-shirt.
Why don't you ban yourself? Build a wall around that. Oh my god. Alright.
So next question.
Alright.
Pass.
Number four. What's your go-to curse word, man?
Fuck.
Yeah?
Yeah, like fuck. It sounds strong. It makes me like dominant and like, you know.
No aggressive. Hesitation either.
Fuck.
I like it.
Fuck.
Mine would be fucking. Actually, my mom told me the story the other day. The first time she got embarrassed of me in public because I used to say fuck so much as a child. I swear to god. I had corrective shoes, wooden shoes on. I was like a young Pinocchio. I had like wooden shoes on because I have flat, shitty feet. My feet are trash. They're trash. And I have corrective shoes on, and we're in Disney World. I'm like six. And my dad's a contractor, so he says fuck on the phone all the time. So I love saying fuck. And. Goofy comes up to me and I go to my mom, look at this fucker. And then my mom said she just blushed and took a picture of me with him, and I have the picture hanging in my garage of me right after I called Goofy a fuck. And I also have another picture from that same Disney World trip where I saw two goats fucking. So I walked up next to him and was petting one, and my mom took a picture of me petting one because my mom's a sick fuck.
So you're gonna animate that too?
Sure. Please animate that. I'll send you the polar. I'll send you. It's a 35 millimeter photo from like 92.
This was a defining moment.
Yeah.
This
no,
trip.
No, because like I'm looking at the photos in the garage going, what the fuck is this trip? This is my Disney World trip. I'm stroking a goat who's mid fucking.
You're fucking
your first threesome, dude.
You just kept throwing.
No, you know what I was like? You know, in Space Jam when they suck the talent out of the ball.
You got statutory rape by two goats.
I got goat loads now. I got like talented goat loads.
You fucking Amtrak trip to fucking Florida.
Amtrak, huh?
Amtrak, man. I just whenever I hear Amtrak, whenever I hear Amtrak, I think of terrorism. I don't know why.
Didn't you never fly like?
No, I've never been on a plane. Like, I've never been on a plane.
I don't like planes either. I almost died in a plane.
I Amtraked to Florida.
You Amtrak everywhere?
No, I've never been anywhere else.
Like that's
I've just never been anywhere. I'm either working or I'm asleep.
LIR counts.
LIR is not a train. That's a train to nowhere. You can go out to Montauk and watch college kids vomit in sand.
I kind of want to.
All right, so the next question here, I'll start with you, Mike. If you were president, what was the first thing you'd do?
First thing I'd do?
I think he answered that with pushing Trump in the shower.
Well, that's how he got to be president.
That's how he got to be president.
I was his VP.
Senor Hernandez and Trump. There's a lot of making up to do after those comments.
Yeah. I'm sorry, nation. No, first thing I would do? Fuck, dude, that's such a huge question.
Jerk off in the Oval Office.
Bang you mean like your wife. Anything. You mean like literally anything, not as like a president. Just like anything. Like,
yeah, just what would be the first thing
you'd
do?
Would you have like some Tostitos or something?
Yeah. First thing I don't think Brian's asking for sound economic policies.
First, oh, okay. We got
first thing I do is...
What about the deficit? For
that's what I was thinking. I'm like, how do I fix that real quick? Like,
ad-lib it. Yo, give me a solid solution to poverty. Ad-lib right now. Come on.
Right now.
Everybody give your money to me. That way we're all on the bottom except for me who will dole it out responsibly. Sorry.
The first thing I would do as president, dissolve all colleges, release all prisoners.
He went with the plan angle.
Release all prisoners.
Why?
Because fuck. Okay. If you're all going to complain all the time, what's the point of having nice things?
Gotcha. Start the purge.
Purge. Okay.
I was say, he's Mad Max in this shit.
United Nations up.
Yeah.
Thank God I
would. I would invite everybody to an open mic, and I would.
I would use my president shit
to whore myself out, and that would be it.
You know, it's like jerking off in the Oval Office.
I'd send him to the Gooncast Twitter. That's what I would do.
What would be your day president?
The paper the day after you did that would be like, oops. Wrong guy.
Impeached. Yeah, I'm just an ad. That's all I am. It's like South Park. I'm just coming in to tell you about the Gooncast.
All right, so Christmas is coming, guys. What do you want on your tree this year, Joe?
On the tree or under?
Under
the tree, like under. A gift.
Cash. That's a terrible answer. But
Santa leaving a fat stack of cash.
Briefcase full.
Santa knows me. I've been a good boy.
50 large.
Maybe like some bottles or something?
Oh, like some alcohol?
Like alcohol? Oh. I'm trying to think of things I use frequently. Cash.
Like a hobo robbed the bank.
some sun-kissed orange soda would be nice. Yeah. I go through that pretty
quick.
What
would you want? Cans of beans.
I do. That's all I buy in the food.
What about like a nice pair of Batman underoos?
Nah, I don't like Batman.
He wants a Batman onesie. Come on.
I only want plaid or solid colors on me.
I don't even know what I would want for Christmas. Like
hoverboard?
Yeah, I'm such a millennial. I'm just gonna hoverboard around, you know. Fucking
dude,
hang
people look like dickheads.
I know they're in the city like there this. Was... Get out of my way! Like you're going you're two steps ahead of me, bro.
It's not in the news, but there was just the first casualty of those things.
Sewer.
No, kid hovered right in front of a bus.
Oh wow, my prayers came true.
All right,
one down.
Quick question: man. Sewer or bus?
One down.
Sewer or bus, if you had to take one of those off one of those little man mover things with the hoverboard, if you had to fall into a sewer or get hit with the bus.
Do you get the good, like, goofy, yahoo, when you fall down the
that's
sewer?
That's on you. It's a follower's choice.
Could be an alligator down there, too.
Fatality.
I take sewer. I think I feel good about my fallen abilities. I know how to flatten myself out.
I think you just want to be in shit, because last time you said you were submissive.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it has nothing
he's
to do with shit.
He's going chin first, like,
no. What you gotta do is you gotta take a bump like a wrestler. You gotta land on your back and you gotta hit your shoulders out and tuck your chin. John Cena taught me in that video. Two-disc set. I don't know
what?
I'm breaking kayfabe right now.
Joe's demise is rats eating him. After
no,
he broke his
no,
neck.
I don't like that.
In about an inch of shit water.
Crocodiles and big fat
sewer. I did fall into shit water once. We used to drink 40s in the woods, and there was an open sewer pipe next to where we drank.
No, but you deserved that fall.
Oh, I did, because I was sitting on the log that had fallen over the sewer pipe, and I was drinking a 40
out
there.
That's where the raccoons hanged out. Yeah, they on their turf.
I didn't claim to be intelligent about this. This was.
None of us were intelligent. I'm not claiming to be intelligent either.
So I'm sitting out there smoking my cigarette, drinking my 40, and all of a sudden I just fall back. And down in the bottom of the trench is all just rocks and broken glass.
Needles.
And I hit that bump like John Cena, and I'm fine. And then my friends had to take me home because I devastated. But
yeah, you were screaming.
It was a rough bump. It was a rough, but I was fine.
On paper, you should have had like a Mortal Kombat ending. Almost.
I should have broken my neck probably. I fell straight backwards off of a log. You like, I don't think
you know
it
what I expected
well.
To see.
Me
you,
die?
Well, as soon as you hit their turf, 1,000 raccoons swarm over you, rip you to pieces, and just your skeleton sitting there.
That would be terrible.
No, but why would you crawl in the
like
sewer
the end
pipe?
Of the Lion
I didn't
King.
Try to crawl into the sewer pipe. I tried to be
no,
cool in the log.
There's a sewer pipe, and this is like weird water. This is Douglaston LIR train stop. We used to hang out in the woods underneath the train.
Oh my god.
We're that type. Holy we're shit. That type of stupid
people. Fucking transient. Shout out to the woods.
The only group of kids,
I see bridge people.
The only group of kids I remember hanging underneath the train was the Lost Boys, and they were vampires.
Wait a minute. There's no wonder we're trolls.
Yeah, everything makes sense now.
So
he's obsessed with money. So
I don't believe Mike. You answered. What do you want to do your tree, man?
Dick.
Nice log. If you know what I mean.
Fine, I'm going with the exact opposite of Dick, Hillary Clinton.
Just a distinguished woman.
I don't know. What
American
would I
Margaret Thatcher, that lady.
What the hell could I want in my tree? I don't know.
I've never heard her compared to that, but that's brilliant.
I don't know, a hooker and an eight ball?
For real, I've never seen someone take so long to pick anything.
It's like...
Peace on earth!
Are you just good in life? You don't want anything?
That was me, peace on
Victoria
Earth.
Victoria Silverstead, Playmate of the Year? Like,
97?
Nah, they're probably fucking... They're probably annoying.
What? We didn't make
it, man.
What? What do you mean, because you got to put the toy together, too? Come on, man.
Yeah! That's the worst part of the whole experience!
I said it for a new bike, and he gave it to me, but it wasn't put together. Fuck you, Santa!
That's why I wish I had a gun. Santa would pay the price.
Just like, you ain't finished, Saint Nick. Yeah.
You didn't earn those cookies yet.
Mm-hmm. Yo, reindeer, unmush, motherfuckers. That motherfucker ain't going nowhere.
Why don't you back up a step? Wait, back up two steps.
Uh-oh, Rudolph got it. Play the gunshot right now.
Well, I don't think he's got the gunshot.
The Oh,
yes.
I forgot. We stopped using these a while ago.
I heard that guy actually accidentally shot himself.
Good.
Whoa! That's two dead reindeer, Santa. You want to try your chances?
Goes right up to him, punches Dancer right in his nose. Like, who else wants a Rudolph?
Oh, that Ronda Rousey shit.
That bitch ended women's... who even cares? Women. She ended women.
It's over.
Fucking Holly Holmes. She's like, who cares? Boop! Boom!
Boom, gender is done.
It's like, man, he's got knocked out by a thick-ass Amy Schumer.
An in-shape Amy Schumer. She's right.
I was going to say, thick-ass Amy Schumer is Amy
thick,
Schumer.
Like Brock Lesnar-ish. Like.
They, like, all together stopped talking about Ronda Rousey beating up Floyd Mayweather and other dudes, too. They're like, she couldn't even beat up all the bitches.
You might know Ronda.
Well, yes, men are superior.
She got beat up by a woman's boxer, so it's like, yeah, the best boxer of all time, maybe? Yeah,
come on.
No, but you know what? I approve of all that because I'd love to see her get her shit kicked in.
Oh, dude. I would pay $150 of my own hard-earned money to watch her fucking get knocked out by a guy.
All right. I'm just going to move.
Wait, what?
By a dude? No, I'll stop for that. Wait, what?
You wouldn't pay to see her get knocked out by a dude on Facebook?
Like, I feel like if I pay for it, I'm going to get sued, man.
Is
like,
that the event? Like, that's like, how it's built?
She's fighting
the
guy.
Yeah.
Can I pick
Ronda
the
Rousey
guy?
Gets duffed by a man.
Can I pick the
only
guy?
$150 of Ken's hard-earned money.
She'll have no teeth by the end.
This is a pay-per-view.
But it's live, though, right?
It's a pay-per-view.
You're seeing it live.
It's a pay-per-view.
Yeah, it's a pay-per-view.
Are you seeing it at your home on a 7-inch?
Yeah, which is fucking
but can I
are they broadcasting in 4K?
Of course, 6K.
No.
6K.
10K?
No.
Holograms, motherfucker.
They're in your living room.
Yeah.
They do it live.
You feel the blood splat.
Bro, you're like fucking Calvin Candy in there, like Mandingo. Yeah.
Get Ronda a tall beer.
And I'll have a Parisian prolapse. Don't spit on the rum now.
But can I set up the matchup?
Sure.
Ronda Rousey versus Anna Faris.
Why?
Anna Faris can get fucked up.
No, no, I want Anna Faris to win, though.
What? What, are you going to pray her to victory? What are you she's going to get dismantled.
We're going to put lead gloves in her boxes.
She won't be able to lift them.
She's dead either way.
She's 40 pounds.
Now she can't defend herself. She's getting knocked out immediately.
We're going to give her two big male bodyguards.
Then we just keep
and that shrew is mad. She just got a jaw tap, man. She's ready to fuck up an Anna Faris type.
Mm-hmm. Hey, oh my gosh, she's racist.
I want to see her fight Wesley Snipes.
Oh my
for the $4 million that he owes the IRS.
Loser has to pay the winner's taxes. No, she's going to jail. Loser she has loses.
To go to jail. Yeah,
no, dude, they're fighting for the $4 million purse of his fucking IRS debt.
Let's keep this thing moving. All right. What's the next question?
That's amazing, though. It's a good skit.
All right, guys, you got one chance to bring back anyone from who's dead, and you have one day to hang out with them. Who do you bring back, and what do you do?
Oh shit. Who's dead?
You guys asked the whole
a lot of people.
Anyone you hadn't seen in a while, they're probably dead.
I feel like I literally need a week for these questions. Bring back someone who's dead.
Who's dead? From who's
wait a minute, what do I get to do to him? Torture him? Or
you just get to chill.
That's where your brain goes?
What do I get to do to him?
I'm American.
Go straight to torture.
Am I already in Gitmo? Or like,
yes.
Wait a minute, where's that? No, Osama's dead, yeah.
You want Bin Laden?
All right, I'm going to move past
Alexander Hamilton.
And then just fuck him up.
I like Alexander Hamilton.
What are you going to do with him?
I'm just going to talk to him about economic policies of the
1700s. You want to kiss him, don't you? You want a
real thorough conversation.
I think that the Federal Bank at the time was a great idea to give the federal government establishment. Like, you know, get right. I shouldn't get into it, right?
No, you probably just think he's thick.
Wait for him. Like, I could have brought back any girl. Why didn't I bring...
God because you like your men, BBW.
Two Coke cans, bro. All
right, Mike, you got anyone from the past you want to bring back?
All right. Seriously?
We could have said Jesus. We could have said Jesus.
You know what? Not interested in that mystery at all. You know, I'll save that for the old people I don't give a shit about.
I personally find Gandalf more interesting.
He's not a real person. You can't bring him back from the dead.
Well, neither is Jesus.
Jesus is a wizard. You Gandalf is a wizard.
I think there was a dude
There's a lot of Jesus in the South.
I mean, he wasn't magical or nothing.
At least Gandalf actually had powers.
Yeah.
Jesus had powers too, bro.
World's first magician.
Oh, sorry, Pope.
I'd bring back the Dark Lord.
Water to wine is the best action that's a good party trick. Ever heard of.
Good power.
That's a party trick.
No. That's not
I wish I could.
Yeah.
That's a party creator. Don't make it a trick.
It's true.
Tricks are for hookers, Pete.
You guy got water? Boom, we got 15% alcohol. We're doing great. It's crazy.
All right, guys, next question. Mike, what country matters to you the least?
Can I say one thing first? Jesus sold Coke. Second.
Well, yeah.
It's in the New Testament.
That's where Coke originated. You know, Nazareth, bro. They got lit.
The Book of Bolivian Shale, I believe.
Light up, bro. Mm-hmm. But what was the question?
Country means
least. Yeah, what's the country means least to you?
So you want me to make a group of people that hate me right now?
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Anyone who lived on an undiscovered island, I hope you never get discovered, you piece of shit.
Stay anonymous, sir.
I like that answer.
Joe.
I'm going to say Greenland because they're going to be around to hate me the least.
Alright.
Oh, you're gonna move to South Miami and drown in like 10 years.
Alright, guys, here's a very big question, man. Batman or Superman, who's your homie?
I don't know, cause I'm not a big sports person. I'm not a big comic book person. I'm kinda like
fuck Superman.
Not that Batman's that great, but not that fuck
no, seriously. Actually, you know what? Batman to me is a fucking spoil. I worked in the Hamptons for four
We're
years.
We're gonna get into this.
I worked in the Hamptons for 4 years, so I was around a lot of spoiled rich people and a lot of high trade investors and pieces of shit. The 1%.
Fuck the Wayne family.
Yeah, the 1%. And this kid to me is every rich kid I've ever known. They're all like this. No, I got connects, bro. You don't
every
know.
Rich kid you know had their parents killed.
No. Oh, realistic Batman. Is this that douchebag?
Looks like your connects just went away, Batman.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Do you know who I am? That's what people used to ask me. Do you know who I am?
Nah.
So if Batman's family wasn't horribly murdered in front of him, he'd be a dickhead?
You know what my response was to that? I don't even know who I am.
Trying to find myself out here, bro.
Bro. No, but to me, Batman is that little rich prick who's like this. Yeah, well, whatever. It's on my dad.
His dad's dead. They're all dead.
But they got a fortune. They got a fortune.
Tragedy.
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of evil that brews from tragedy, too, that no one accounts for.
He protects Gotham.
No, he's a sociopath. And
who protects Gotham?
No.
Beating up all these
he
poor
uses
guys.
His money for good. I like Batman.
I wish Freud was around.
Batman's Batman. Awesome.
Freud would, like, teabag Batman.
Batman looks down on the people and says, I can help
Yeah, he looks
you.
Down on everyone. I'm a rich motherfucker.
But he helps.
He's
who else
up.
Would fight the
you
Joker?
You know what? Iron Man gets on my nerves. Why don't you chill? Why don't you fall back?
Don't hate on Tony
Take
Stark.
Your suit off.
Why don't you stop being such a... Why you gotta be the center of attention right now?
He's a tough guy.
Take your suit off. Stay a while.
All right, guys. Last question here. What's the nastiest thing you ever done to a girl? And it doesn't have to be like physically. It could just be like, yo, man, I dumped this bitch on her birthday. Like,
oh, shit.
You name one of mine, but I wasn't going to bring that one up.
That's a real one. What, because you were too cheap or because like, you were just ran its course?
It was shitty for me, shitty for her, and I was like, you know, no, I don't care.
Like, I don't want to take you out on your birthday, sorry.
Sounds like you're going to listen to the entire My Chemical Romance album after that comment, man. Like,
no, I was actually playing Fallout 3.
All right,
it was really one of the greatest moments of my life. My ex-girlfriend we were laying like on the couch or something, and she was bitching at me for anything.
Oh, she was great.
She's wonderful. I can't say enough good things. Mm-hmm. But she was bitching at me for something. and I fell asleep as she was doing it because it was like 11 o'clock-ish, and then I sort of woke up as she raised her voice. And I turned to her and I said, are you still talking? And she slapped me in the face, and it felt so amazing because I just boned her.
You get a boner?
Yeah, a little bit. Half a chub. It got me in a lot of trouble.
I think a slap to the face would give me a full-out boner. Like, if a girl hit me in anger, yeah, I get hard from that.
That, and I called
slap
her...
Slap me. spit in my mouth.
Spit in my mouth. No. I can't ask for it like that.
How did you not cut that clip?
Yeah, right. Well,
that was a definite killer.
Yeah, I want that to play every time I come on.
Yeah, whatever. I forget why we were doing it, but Kermit the Frog was like, "Spin my mouth."
That and I called her another girl's name once, not having sex, just in general. But she was not happy.
I've done that shit too. Girls,
they don't like that. Especially if they know you used to have a thing for that girl. That's they don't really like that.
That's why babe is like the best invention in fucking English language.
Yeah. I actually had an ex girlfriend text me earlier this week saying this out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. What would you do if I put a finger in your butt?
You should have just said
that. Fuck, give me rock solid, baby.
Shoot that load right. Right.
All
right,
man. So we might as well just get to the news.
All right, let's do some news.
Oh, we got news?
We got news.
Whoa.
Rand Paul's hot.
You said your prayers and you took the bite. Now it's time for the news. Let's do that over, brother.
Before we start again, you got a phone charger? iPhone charger?
Like, not in here.
I think I have one.
I didn't think I was that low. I'm at like 10%. I don't want it to die mid-day.
Is it off now?
Well, no, we're still recording. Lou edits the programming that you hear into your earpods.
I don't have a power brick, but...
Lou, can you plug that in?
So, anyway, go on, sorry.
Lou's about to have 8 billion P. Berg dick pics.
Not that many. Just a handful.
How many angles?
You got your portfolio together.
That's the important ones.
It winked at me.
It winked at me. It's like pizza, like Bruno.
I decided I want to start sending dick gif pics. Just a little motion.
The wave hello.
You know, the first thing you should do is be like, I do gifs now.
Are you down for a gif pic? What's that?
Windmill.
Meat spin. I could meat spin.
Pick gif or vine. What's your poison?
Let me cool you off here as you're doing the dick windmill.
Solar power.
All right, you want to hit that theme again?
Yeah. All right, Painted Black Yaks, you said your prayers and you take your violence. Now it's time for the news. When it comes
crashing down. Hear that, Painted Black Yaks?
Poor fucking Hulk, man.
I still amazing. Love that term.
That was amazing.
One M-bomb.
All right, let's start the news off in Australia, where a record was set for a baby boy born from the world's oldest sperm.
What do you mean by that?
Dude froze his sperm 23 years ago. Cute. Just had it thawed out to have a kid.
How old is he?
The kid or the dude?
The guy.
Well, he had it frozen when he was in his early 20s. He was 23 when he had it frozen.
The kid's obviously just born, so.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Wait a minute, so sperm doesn't curdle?
Apparently, not when well preserved.
It's got no end date, bro. It's just good for
wait, is it pasteurized? I thought I won earlier. I thought sperm curdles.
Mike's poor mother is going to come downstairs tonight, and he's going to be jerking off into the ice cube tray.
Well, for future generations.
I'm trying to preserve.
How else would I prank my dad?
How else would I prank my dad?
That guy loves ice.
He won't eat a thing warm.
Yep.
So yeah, that beats the previous record of 21-year-old frozen sperm from England. So Australia wins this race.
Can I tell you what I'm worried about?
What are you worried about?
Who's keeping track of this?
Is there a sperm? Yeah. The sperm people are, Mike.
The sperm trackers.
Big sperm, we call them.
Big sperm.
I was more worried about this kid being like Benjamin Buttoned.
Yeah. Old man crawls out of there.
If an old man ever came out of a pussy, I'd be that'd be the best thing that ever happened on Earth.
Apparently, never been to the Playboy Mansion.
No, he's dead, isn't he? That's why they don't show nudity anymore.
No, no, he's still around. He just doesn't know where he is.
It's just like, no one cares.
No, I thought his daughters took over some shit. No,
yeah, but they're not showing nudity anymore because they're still on like the nudie rack in the magazine stores, and no one even buys magazines.
But
so.
That's their whole novelty.
No, people actually have to read it for the articles. Yeah. Nobody's ever going to do that.
Our roommate gets Playboy.
That's a beer. He's in. But in his defense, he got it for free.
Yeah, I'm just saying he got there in my bathroom. Defense. There's a stack of them.
Legit.
And it puts me in a weird spot and taking a pee in his bathroom, and I'm like, man, that's a little sexy.
Take a little titty.
Whoa.
All right, back to the podcast with a half joke.
I'm not going to lie. I take a little fucking titty poop every once in a while.
A titty poop?
Titty poop. Wow. That gives me an idea.
It's a solo Blumpkin.
I got to name my kid that.
You got to be careful, though, because you don't want your dick to hit the water, man. Like.
I was trying to look up the Back to the Future porn spoof on the.
Why am I named was it Titty Poof?
Yeah, Titty Poof.
You're named Titty Poof because that's what I was doing when I right swiped your mom.
Me and your mom fell in love when I was taking a titty poop. That's when I jerk off to busty girls on Tinder.
Free porn, man.
It's called the self bumpkin, Dad.
A bumble bumpkin.
Yeah, grow up.
All right, what's up next?
All right, let's do the next one. This one's for you, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
What's a perfect pizza topping?
Pepperoni, man. You can't go wrong with pepperoni.
True.
What would you say if I told you that there's a place in Brooklyn that sells pizza as a pizza topping? You could get a pizza slice with smaller pizza slices on top of it.
That's fucking awesome.
I'm like,
how did nobody ever think of that?
Only in New York City, man.
It's like, why are you adding crust to my pizza, man?
So you're
like,
memeing my pizza?
You're crusting
are
me
you
up.
Memeing my pizza? I don't want to eat this meme. I don't want to eat this shit. I want a slice of pizza, no other pizza on my pizza.
And guess what? A rat brings it out and serves it to you.
Pizza rat started. Well,
you
this
have
business.
Me a rat now, rat? That's a sight to see. I want a rat to come out and serve me.
Drags your pizza out by the crust, like, drops it on the floor.
That's very polite, though. He's like, here you go, sir.
It's the same as the Chuck E. Cheese rat, just his hung, like, you know, strung out uncle.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I couldn't confirm or deny that one.
All right, Pete, what's up next?
But even those little slices, just so you know, you could get different toppings on your mini slice. Yeah.
I want tiny pepperonis.
Way meta.
Yeah. It looks like one of those paintings where it's a guy painting in front of a mirror painting in a mirror.
Yeah, like infinite shot.
Like this pizza just goes on forever into infinity.
I could get tiny pepperoni pizza slices on my fucking...
I want to stuff pizza slices on my. That's the way to go. Stuff pizza on your pizza.
Now you're a genius.
Now they're just basically little pizza bites.
That's a next level shit, cats.
I want pizza.
That's my
bagels.
Topping over there. I'm like, can I get some stuffed pizza here? Actually, fuck that. Just give me some Tortino's pizza rolls. Just throw that on my pizza.
I want a hot pocket on my pizza.
Can I get a hot pocket cut in half? Open?
Yeah, the ham and cheese one, please.
Topped with a pizza bagel.
Of course.
I'm about to go nuke a bunch of stuff later and then just make a weird creation.
That's the best. Like,
yeah.
It's going to be a
microwave
fucking disaster.
Frankenstein.
It's going to taste good, though.
No, it's not.
Bro,
he's going to throw that
in. You're going to be high. Bro. You're going to be like, let's mix together s'mores and PB&J.
That's fantastic.
Let's get some Frank's Red Hot on
this. Does that sound awful to you?
It's just a Ninja Turtles pizza at that point.
That's great. Let's serve.
Yeah. Like
that,
serve me up
with it. Cowabunga.
Cowabunga, bro.
You're
going to
probably start a fire somehow.
We should.
We should, man.
All right, Lou. What's
we've only started one fire here, and it was because of fucking, you know, corn on the cob.
There's an arsonist. There's an arsonist on the Loose and Queen show.
Was it? All right, Pete. What's
next? Next story comes to us from Singapore.
It's a fine reason, Lou. Fuck off.
Oh, no. Is it a rape thing?
It's a gross thing. It's not a rape thing. I thought these people were supposed to be clean, but apparently not.
I assume it's rape.
It's a beautician, and he's got the guy on the table getting the massage with his eyes closed up.
Does he have Cobra whiskey?
No, he does not, unfortunately.
It's not the good place in Singapore.
He had three penis wine.
Ah.
Yum.
Peasant's place.
But she, in this video, while his eyes are closed, leans over, dribbles some spit onto his face, and starts massaging it in.
Unless that was on my dick, it's just ew.
Then she gives the camera a nice thumbs up.
Here's the thing. No.
On the dick, you're getting a nice fat
tip. Yeah.
Did she jerk him off after?
Doesn't go that far.
Here's the thing. Doesn't gross me out at all.
Just getting the...
On your dick?
The loogie rubbed into your
face? No
what
problem.
Fucking...
Whatever, I don't care.
What if it was a woman? What if it was a woman?
I don't care if it's a guy or a girl.
Getting spit on.
A dog.
I don't give a shit.
Look, I don't know what people are into. It's the age of internet porn. I don't know who's into what.
Is she gonna jerk me off in the future?
She's gonna spit on you. It could lead to fucking if you're down with it.
You see, we're a little older than you guys.
I'm fine with it. Then I'm cool.
So you lose your like of being spit on? Is that what's gonna...
Never had that like.
Oh no, so I guess you're not as affected.
And I've never lost.
I'm just tolerant of it.
Like, look, man, we grew up with butt stuff, alright? Fuck this.
Good old American butt stuff.
Now that's a t-shirt. We grew up with butt stuff.
It's like your old man telling you.
Damn millennials.
You know what? Let me see what that butt's about.
My dad has told me that. Just, I remember one of the first sexual things my dad said to me was, "You want to know how to make a woman queef?"
What's a queef, Dad? Yes?
And yeah, we went in deep with it. And he's like,
"We went deep." Okay.
He's like, you open it, you blow in air, and then you go.
That sounds like how a retard would do.
Is he that okay, Mike?
And you know what? I did it, and it's really funny. Because then you go like this. What are you doing? What are you doing up there?
All right, P, what's up next here?
All right, next up, we got a stripper who got in the news because of her bizarre act. She lies back, spreads her legs, and starts slamming her bits with a cinder block until it shatters. Then she grinds.
The block
or wait,
wait
a minute.
Her bits? What is it? What, bacon bits?
Right on the vagina.
Her bits shatter? What is that?
No, she shatters the cinder block over her twat.
What?
Are you kidding? Why?
Like a karate master.
Why?
And then she dry humps the rubble.
So what's Hillary what's Hillary Clinton up to? Right? What's her end game?
That's how she's raising campaigns.
So I'm gonna fix the economy. Brah!
It's all in the tip jar.
Now, see, she has to go. That would be the best way she can go stupid on Trump. You get all these dumb people to vote for her. It's like, all right, he's just gonna be outwardly racist. I'm gonna break shit with my pussy. Bah! It's like,
oh my god, how many cinder blocks can she take? One, two, three.
She got my vote.
God. Yeah, if she starts breaking cinder blocks with a pussy, that's my vote. What can Trump do?
Oh my god. I mean, you gotta see more of that. That's the thing.
Yeah.
She's like, I'll do more once I get in the office.
But now doctors...
It's like a pay site.
I don't know if I want my president doing that.
This woman's actually a Jamaican stripper, and now these doctors are chiming in online saying that this could cause severe damage to the skin above the vagina. Oh, no shit.
Yeah, also, we haven't addressed... How's that possible?
Thank you, doctor.
Wait a minute. How did these doctors find this video?
I got a picture. You want to see a picture of what's going on?
Why are these doctors looking at this?
Yeah, it looks like she just fucked a black guy.
What?
Shit, wow.
A couple of doctors
just
are like
beating it up. It's like,
why? What are the doctors doing? They should be curing things. What are they doing?
Hey,
just milking you.
They're watching porn.
Putting out important statements like, don't beat your privates with a cinder block.
Thanks, Doc.
It's like, you know, there's someone had to do this for this to be a pamphlet.
Valuable information.
That's like everything in history.
All right, let's do a story from India. This one's kind of gross. They got a dude there. Everything weird comes out of India, I think. Like, either Florida gets the fucked up. India gets just like the physically body horror shit.
It's because they're dipping their kids in shit.
Yeah, they got
rid of
shit.
Yeah, they do that, right?
We actually did a story last week where they dumped their kids in fresh cow shit.
What is it? The Ganges is 100% sewage. Like
sewage and dead bodies.
It's just fucking corpses?
It's just corpses.
It's gotta be a drag.
It's corpse soup.
Yeah, imagine bathing in the Hudson.
Better than that.
No, like, I wouldn't even want to do that, though.
Could you imagine where the risk of being eaten by a tiger was real?
Oh, shit.
Eaten by what?
A tiger.
That is real,
a
bro.
A fucking tiger?
But that's what I'm saying. Could you imagine living in a country where, like...
Well, wait till Trump gets in office.
Release the tigers first.
Don't worry.
His border plan has gone horribly wrong.
Now, that's how Trump battles Hillary, breaking you with a pussy. Release the tiger campaign.
Dude. I'd like to revise my question answer earlier about the first thing as president. I'm releasing the tigers.
Hell yeah.
Look, I want to say I trained these tigers.
He sealed out the Mexicans and in came the tigers. As soon as the Mexicans came out.
These are racist
that's
tigers.
Phase one. Phase two, tie sharks to bears to create the old predator.
They hate the Mexicans.
Shark bear.
Bear shark.
Bear shark.
Lou sells t-shirts. Check them out.
Man bear shark.
Oh my god. But you guys really think Trump's going to win? I'm very worried.
I hope so.
I don't think he's going
to
win.
I mean, I hope so for the laugh.
If Hillary don't start breaking shit with her pussy, man, we might have 4 years of Trump.
You're right. You know what? We should start making flyers, man.
We should get a Kickstarter going.
The only good thing about Hillary being president is we run that risk of like her giving a blowjob to Putin or something.
How great would that be?
Oh, it'd be
that
fantastic.
Would be amazing.
I love that you just put that in my mind. Thank you.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
No problem.
She puts a cigar somewhere else. That'd be amazing.
Would you be cool if
then she smokes it.
And then she smokes it.
No, it'd be weird if he
Bill
goes,
taught me this trick.
No, he called it foreign policy.
No, it'd be weird if he sat down with her and goes, I want Bill.
Bill would be like,
A snuff porn. It turns into a snuff porn real quick.
Bill would do it because Putin would ride in on a bear holding an AK-47 with no shirt on.
She's I got to ask you something. It's for your country. He's like, you want me to ban Putin? I'll do it. I'll do it right
Take
now.
Take one for the team.
I brought lube just in case you asked him to do this.
It's all good and dark.
She guilts him into it for the blowjob thing. She's like, you owe me.
I bet I was waiting for this day.
I picture Bill Clinton as just like a sexual deviant.
Yeah, you're Bill Clinton sounds like the guy from Sling Blade.
No,
I love it.
I picture him more like Forrest Gump. He's such a Forrest Gump guy.
Stupid is, stupid is.
That woman's so pretty.
Bro, he was sticking cigars.
You only do Sling Blade with retards. You can't give him like a happy voice. It's got to be like a...
depends on your definition of is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, but can I ask you guys a question?
I like candy corn.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
The other week I asked everyone on our podcast, in the future, robots are, of course, going to get a...
He's going to
Brian's got a thing for this. Go
gonna
for it.
Fuck him.
No.
So am I.
Robots, doesn't matter what.
No. I'm taking a
are we fucking robots? Fucking what?
No. We're fucking robots.
Joe.
You're 2 steps ahead of me. No, mine is more of a racial question.
Okay.
That's
Puerto
weird.
Rican robots.
No.
I fucking hate those
I like them real sad.
I don't believe for a second that they're doing that.
I hate those big
No, I ain't talking about those PBRs.
The PBRs.
No. Sense. But,
Puerto Bot Ricans?
Puerto Bot Ricans.
No, I think I'm just thirsty. Women. Let me gather my alcoholism. No, what would you call...
Gather
cause
it
in
up.
The future, in the future, robots are of course, going to be racist people, and there's going to be a racial term against them. What do you think there'll be the hateful racial term against robots? I said it would be... What did I say? Bots or, like, you know, microchips.
Bots? You came up with bots?
You didn't think too long about it.
This is a clean show.
Wait, can I get a sound effect or something?
Take it easy there, Adolf.
Mike, we're gonna
goddamn sentient beings.
We're gonna take it to another level here. I'm gonna say chip niggers.
Oh. That is a hateful term for robots.
I'm gonna go with tin spicks.
Fucking tin spicks, I like it.
I've seen the Wizard of Oz. That's old. I don't know.
Yeah.
Gear guineas.
Gear guineas is better. I fucking suck it.
Oh man.
All right.
I would definitely be all in if they were Italian bots.
What about bot wops?
That's why I went Guinea.
Guido bots.
Bot wops, man.
Bot wops.
Bot wops.
They'd just be bops.
Bops.
Fucking dagos.
They're just dagos. There is no bot equivalent.
That's worse than mine.
They're just so dislike. They're just whatever. Fucking dago.
That's worse than mine. Come on.
It's like they're robot dagos. Who the fuck cares? You're all dicks.
You're all dagos.
All right.
Oh, we were on a news story, I think.
Yeah.
Terrible Indian guy. He has 4 legs.
Four legs like a dog?
Yeah.
Is he super fast?
He's part of the harem of Xerxes. Yeah.
Can he run super fast?
No, he doesn't have any of the cool
extra twice as slow.
He's the Mortal Kombat boss.
No, he's definitely not. This guy looks like Slumdog Millionaire with an extra pair of googly legs hanging out his back.
He's not doing it right. He could be.
Wait, time out. His arms aren't legs? You mean his legs and his back?
He's got legs coming out of his back.
So worse.
They say he's from an undeveloped.
No. On his back, he has
like a
arms,
sewage plant?
Legs.
It looks like
I don't know if you can see.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh no!
It looks like he's got these weird
get
fucking
away from me. I don't
lobster
like
hands
I don't like
on his ass.
Hold on a second, though. If he was a Mortal Kombat boss, he would be so hard to fight. What every man? Time he turned his back, he'd be kicking you.
He'd have that mean bicycle kick, like Luke.
Oh, dude, he'd throw mean roundhouses.
Wait a minute, why did Netflix give Aziz Ansari a show? That guy is amazing.
Yeah, dude, I'd rather see what he has to say.
Combine that Aziz Ansari show with The Flash. And it's this guy just galloping across the city.
Did you guys watch that show? It's pretty good.
I like that show.
It's good, man.
No, did you see the Bill Murray Christmas special?
I have not seen that yet.
They stole the name of the skit we're doing.
Yeah, I know. They stole a skit we did, but...
Well, just no, it's his name.
Sounds like you guys can no longer do a skit you thought.
You can't do a skit
No, ours is way more Italian. It doesn't matter. But anyway.
Fucking Diego's.
Now it's got robots in it.
Yeah. God. Get out of here, Bob.
You talking about Dagos?
The thing is, once Google tags all this, the robot future is going to hate us. We're done.
I'm the robot future. If you can hear me in the future, robots, I piss on your grave.
You're going to regret that, man.
I Joe Anaruma, am a loyal subject of the robot race. Maybe even one of you at this point, right?
I pledge allegiance.
Joe's lying. He just fucked the toaster. Against its will.
Is that why I put lipstick on it?
Yeah.
You just didn't get a red toaster? Yeah, a white one with lipstick?
I wanted a white toaster. I couldn't help myself.
All right, next one. A California man this week committed carjacking while naked.
That's badass.
Neither. Hispanic gentleman?
Is he? I thought he was some kind of Indian.
I don't know. He looks Hispanic to me.
Something. Let me see him. Oh, he's beautiful.
No, that's a start and shortstop.
His name is Albert Luna.
Okay, Albert. Hispanic.
Where did he have the gun or knife or whatever he did the carjacking with?
I think he did it with his dick reading this.
He boofed it.
If somebody pointed his dick at me, I'd give him a gun.
He robbed a FedEx truck, but the problem was he couldn't actually drive it, and he was naked. So he was caught really quick.
Why couldn't he drive it?
He's a cool guy. I like him. I'd chill.
I'm trying to find it.
Would you chill naked?
Wait a minute,
it just says he was unable
to
drive it.
Come on.
I don't know. Maybe it's a stick shift?
Open invite on Gooncast.
Maybe
that
you should
guy.
Do some squats.
We'll exclusive interview. The naked man.
I'll forward you the information.
Forward me his email.
Can
I
just bring
this.
Up a real quick naked story? It's a side note, but we were... I don't know if you were there. We're on a golf course. You know Douglaston Golf Course?
No, I don't know that place.
It's a place.
It's up, you know, Toys R Us, Marathon?
It doesn't matter. Golf
anyways. It's
just a golf course. Why do you have to be so specific?
Actually, yeah. Fuck me.
Just giving out addresses.
It's a dumb golf course. We were having a keg party on it when we were younger.
And one dude.
Wait, was this Douglaston Golf Course?
Yeah. The address is Marathon Parkway.
Douglaston Golf Course?
Wait a minute, let me surf, bro.
fact check that. Douglaston Golf Course.
Let me pull it up.
Yeah, that's the one.
I need sound effects. I need some kind of sound effects here.
I gotta get sound effects from Mike.
I don't have any golf sound effects.
You don't got a cloud, or like a crowd clapping politely?
Let's why see, would he have that? Why don't
I've got like rabble rousing. Like.
That's fine. Anyway. Oh, there you go.
Talk over.
I'm going to sign the Declaration of Independence. But anyway.
What?
Anyway,
you better wrap it up, kid.
I'm very last high. Words? I'm going on a tangent. But anyway, this new dude starts streaking. And then all of a sudden, somebody runs up to him and goes, "Were you hitting on my girl?" And shoves him to the ground.
No.
And then, this is 100% serious. I'm like 18. I watch this nude streaker beat the living fucking pants. Yeah, no, there's a payoff. This motherfucker was streaking, and all of a sudden, some guy goes, "Were you talking to my girlfriend? I'm from Roslyn." And he goes, "Oh, yeah?" Bang! Hits him right in the face. The new dude can't be gripped because he's also greased up a bit.
Greased up deaf guy?
Pretty much.
You're never gonna beat me.
He can't be gripped. And the clove guy is just taking shot after shot. And then after he lost the fight terribly, they called the cops. And we had to hide in a sand dune and crawl to the hole in the fence. It took like 2 hours. Because this streaker...
Did they catch the new guy?
No, he fucking got away so quick.
He's hopping fences, bro.
He was like a squirrel. He jumped up in the tree and fucking jumped in the house.
He had no idea. He was so aerodynamic.
No identifying clothing or anything. No profile.
He just came.
What was he had a big honking dick.
He's a big honking. Yeah. Wah, wah.
All right. His dick looked like a hammerhead shark.
It's like, what was he wearing? Like, I don't know.
That's a horrible dick.
Double the damage, yo. Alright, what's up next?
Alright, last story for today. For those too shy to pee in a public bathroom, there's a new product out there for you. The Private Pee.
Wait, really?
Oh, yes. It essentially is a poncho with suction cups on the front. That you drape this over yourself in front of the urinal, pop the thing to the wall, gives you a nice little tent, and you can pee in privacy.
That's amazing.
This product...
Big guy is buying that up.
Yeah, this product is the stupidest goddamn thing I've ever seen.
No.
What kind of micro penis do you need?
No, it's not a micro penis situation.
Sure it isn't, Joe. Wink, wink, nudge.
You see a guy walk into the public restroom with a cape. Like, that dude has a tiny dong.
As someone, who suffers from shy bladder syndrome...
What do you suffer from?
I always use the store. The store. Stall.
Yeah. Sounds like
so you had a bitch line then? You were with all the girls?
Yeah, kind of.
I can attest to this because this guy...
Always in the stall.
We would be working, and we only had two stalls at work, man. So you're taking a poop. The appropriate thing to do would be not to use the stall next to the guy taking
a poop.
I
didn't violate.
Oh, you'd violate, bro.
I think I violated maybe once or twice in the beginning.
You ever put his foot under the stall?
You'd be taking a
shit. I got a drill. I got to come into the bathroom with a drill.
Right after.
Ho, ho, ho.
I'm violating hard. Dude,
right after Ken was done blowing Joe, Ken's phone went off, and then Joe peeked through, and he was like, Ken?
That's a violation.
Whoa, hot.
The car holds for a reason, Joe.
As somebody who appreciates the stall and the privacy of the stall, I believe we should all urinate and shit in our own areas.
So would you walk into a public restroom wearing this poncho?
Yeah, absolutely. I would have it. Could you wear it in your pocket? Like, I would totally.
It fits in a backpack.
Let me add a backpack.
But you get to look like Darth Vader taking a leak.
Yeah. Oh, that's ridiculous. You saw the image I didn't. That's not fair. You should have shown me that from the beginning.
I was thinking more
this
like.
This is like
I
when a thinking, Sith Lord has hey, to take a leak in
I was
his little
thinking,
pee shot.
What were you imagining?
No,
here?
I was thinking it covered.
What was okay with you? That's what I'm confused about. What was okay with you?
I thought it was a simple piece of fold up cloth. That you suction cup to the like at, if you're facing.
Oh, how
urinal,
is that better?
Yeah. To the side,
like,
not
like you're a referee in the NFL. Like you're just going on.
Right, but you see what this thing looks like?
It's fucking jarring, man. Like it's like, bro, what are you doing next to me? I'm trying to take a piss here.
The problem is afterwards you
it's
gotta
like
put
peeing next to Batman.
No one's looking at your little dick. All right, just chill out. Yeah.
Like what the fuck? If I went in Penn Station bathroom, I saw that go like this. Oh, micro penis.
I can't use the Penn Station bathroom.
Exactly. You back, man, this guy's packing nothing.
Well, what, you got centimeters in there? What's he dealing with?
Like, you know what? I don't care. Fuck it, I don't care.
It looks like you're setting up a religious thing. Like,
I'm peeing towards Mecca.
That's how Muslims pee, bro. Muslim women have to tent themselves up.
I would have like.
I want to smell it. Walk out in the woods.
I'd have the overwhelming urge to kick that guy in the butt while he was peeing and try to get his pants all fucking wet.
Dude, I got elbows.
I'm
I got elbows.
I'm gonna push him in the urinal.
Yeah, hell yeah.
In all honesty, probably the best solution is just stick to the stall.
Just what? Be a fucking grown up. What do you mean?
So, my question: do you sit down when you pee?
Sometimes.
Fuck yeah, you
if
know?
Actually, a decent amount of time because, like, in a work situation, I do sometimes want to take a break, go on Bumble, go on Tinder. So I will sit down to pee occasionally. And sometimes, and you know, I'd say 40-60.
Yeah?
40-60, yeah.
I am just appalled by this whole conversation.
I can't believe you didn't know this.
I hate the fucking... afraid to pee in public.
I'm yeah. sorry. It's not my... Like, I don't want this. Believe me. This is not something I prayed for at night. This is I hope I can't pee in public, Jesus. Come on.
I get people's whole phobia of not wanting to shit in a urinal. I get that.
I feel like it's fucking phobia. It's never a thought in my head.
It's like, why gotta be phobia? I'm PC. I just believe in everything. You know?
I'll pee wherever. I'll pee outside.
I could do it drunk. Sober, I can't do it.
Drunk, sober, whatever.
Dude, I was in Madison Square Garden 45 minutes in a stall.
Are you
just
really,
standing there.
Are you afraid of a guy looking at your dick?
No, I just can't pee in public. Yeah. I can't
pee. Afraid of them sucking.
What is the fear?
There's not, like, I couldn't explain it to you. I don't understand it. I just can't do it. Like, if there's another person in the bathroom, I have to wait for them to leave.
Like, I would have a tough time if a guy was grabbing my ass while I was trying to
pee. Like, you're so lucky.
Anything short of that, I'm not even getting out of there.
I don't think you get how lucky you are because I wish it was like that. I wish I could take my dick out and piss right now.
Don't wish it was like a guy grabbing your ass when you're taking a piss.
I've had guys look at my dick in Madison Square Garden while taking can't a piss. Can't do it. And I still finish.
Never happening. I can only use a urinal when I'm alone in the room. I can't do it.
Oh, you a fucking chump.
Or only if it's sound, I realize. Because I could use a urinal if somebody's in a stall and being totally silent.
What if you went in there with earbuds on?
It helps.
You've done
no
it?
No guarantee. Oh, I go to the bathroom with earbuds all the time. It helps cancel out the noise. I just like a quiet
just goes
setting.
In there. Hey now. You're an all-star. Game on. Psyching himself up.
I wish I would have known this when we worked together, because I would have sat outside the stall while you were trying to pee.
No, it's something.
Just read a newspaper, too.
That's a reason why I don't tell people that I work with or go to the bathroom around often.
Well, good thing you're putting it out over the internet. That's smart.
Yeah, that's a shit.
The dozens and dozens that listen.
All the painted blackie acts.
But the problem is all my friends are going to listen. They're going to be like, oh, that makes sense. I think I've probably mentioned it once or twice in life, but...
Look, I tend not to memorize your shit tendencies.
It's not a shit tendencies, it's urine shit. I could shit anywhere.
Shit and urine's the same thing to me.
Oh, well, you're a big boy with poop.
wait a minute, can you wipe?
Wipe? Dude, I'm an efficient wiper. I go front to back to front, it's all over the place, you're good. Everything.
Do you need an empty house to wipe?
No, I could... Dude, shitting, no problem. It's all good anywhere.
Wait a minute, what'd you say last podcast you go ass to mouth?
No, back to front, front to back. Because you gotta get the front. You gotta take care of your gooch.
You got the full core press.
Disgusting, but you got the full core press. Absolutely sickening, but you gotta go. You gotta go back to front.
Full court press.
I am in the full
back to front. You shit all over your balls. Right?
No, dude, you gotta that's the problem. You already have shit all over your balls. You gotta get rid of that shit, man.
No, you don't. Right. You're pooping wrong.
You're doing it wrong, man.
I got no shit on my balls.
I like to tuck my shit back.
I'm telling you.
Like, what are you? Are you facing like the back of the toilet?
Dude, I'm sitting down like normal. Playing on Bumble.
Man's got a crappy back sack. Is what I'm.
The only time you'd have poop on your balls if you pooped your pants.
It doesn't get to ball level, but that gooch area, that middle ground, that middle zone. It's
baby
crazy.
You're
so gooch centric.
I'm very gooch centric. The thing is, I believe in a clean, like, undercarriage. That's the problem.
You real players use baby wipes.
It's like a patriot, man.
Dude, I'm serious.
Life, liberty, and a clean undercarriage.
So, I want to get some one-wipe Charlies. Have you ever heard of those?
No, it's a white
single, toilet wipe. You're just carrying your fucking wallet or something, dude. That's brilliant. I want them.
Wet wipe? You want a wet wipe
your
asshole?
Yeah, in case I need it.
So, did you just think of wet wiping your asshole?
You steal that shit from a Ripley's, bro.
No, that's a real thing. Like, I want them. That would be great.
That's how real players get down.
You get those at any barbecue joint.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Maybe eat some lobster. Yeah.
Order the lobster.
I don't have to go crazy.
Bro, go to Red Lobster. Ask for one.
Take out our chilies, man.
Take a bunch of them.
I don't have to order 300 on Amazon, is what you're saying.
Go to the hostess. Like, you can use these anywhere, right?
Like, these aren't specific to this meal.
This doesn't just work on rib sauce,
meals.
Right?
I could use them in the bathroom if I wanted.
Like, aside from the hands, like maybe like the face or the neck or the asshole.
Is this toxic to butthole?
Can I dab my nuts with this?
Is this an inside outside the body kind of thing?
Look, I'm a full core presser. Nope. Is this?
I'm about to go in the bathroom and start putting stuff inside.
You got any wipes, guys?
All right, so is that the end of the news?
That's all I had. But did you want to talk about the Wu-Tang thing?
Oh yeah,
shit, yeah.
Well, what about Trump too? I mean, did we bring up Trump? You guys do Trump
a bunch of times.
We brought up Trump quite a bit.
I don't know if we even talked about Trump.
I really want to beat him up some more.
Are you okay?
You'll have more opportunities.
All right. You're right. I have a lot of life to live. You're right, man. I won't commit suicide.
I'm saying the night is young.
All right, just let me find the thing.
The Wu-Tang.
You can break it down pretty easy.
The Shaolin and the Wu-Tang could be dangerous.
Basically, there's a clause in the contract. When the Wu-Tang sold the album to this Arab sheik guy,
it's that peckerhead who did
they
the
sold
pills,
it to this,
right?
The peckerhead. Yeah.
It's not AIDS pills.
The AIDS guy.
The guy who increased the price of the AIDS drugs.
Oh, yeah. He's Arab, though.
No, he's not Arab.
White dude.
Yeah, he looks pretty white.
Like central casting evil white guy from a movie.
Yeah.
That's who he is.
He's pretty white. He's as white as you get.
White as fuck. All
right, man, so... My bad. All right, fuck you, Pete. Just go with it. Like, I was trying to read the goddamn article.
Like, you gotta
fucking correct me, right?
Back checking, son.
We got you. No big deal. I'm here for you.
Oh, God.
That was a setup, man. All right. Anyway, there's a clause in the fucking contract that says that one time, if they could try to steal it, and if they do steal it, then there's no repercussions. And they could be with Bill Murray if that's the case.
The only people who could go back on this sale are Wu-Tang themselves or Bill Murray.
Yeah. My bad.
Why is Bill Murray in charge of Wu-Tang?
Because Bill Murray should be in charge of most things.
Bro, because he's the most hardcore nigga you've ever heard.
No, I love him. I love him, but we already talked about his Christmas special. It's very weird. I don't know if you guys seen it.
Still gotta watch it. I hate Christmas specials, but I love Bill Murray, so I'm torn.
I recommend it, and I read the reviews. The and I actually agree with the reviews. It said it was the most Jewish Christmas special ever made. Because it's like all about him being lonely. It's pretty much Lost in Translation meets Christmas.
It's awesome. I want to watch it.
It was alright.
I'm gonna watch it tonight.
Kind of sold by that.
I'd rather watch
Scrooge. Scarlett Johansson in it, a blonde, pink wig.
It's got like a bunch of people from Parks and Recreation singing Christmas carols.
Amy Poehler.
That doesn't sound good.
No, pass.
I'm gonna watch Scrooge instead.
Oh fuck yeah! No, if you're about going,
I'm gonna
back,
pretend it's June still.
But, have you been outside?
Try to avoid it. Not a fan of this time of year.
It's beautiful out. It's like 65. It's global warming is finally making
burn
its
the
mark.
Atmosphere.
I'm so happy.
Fuck the Grand Canyon. I'm cold now.
Us man, we way dead before that takes a hold.
Dude, I don't care. I live so far inland. I don't. It doesn't matter to me. Like it's no big deal.
You know what's crazy to me? They released how much today it costs to ship. Like if you want to shoot something in space, a pound, it costs like a couple $1,000, like $4,000.
Bro, I'll buy a rocket from Kmart, shoot that shit up
there. Like, get the drone.
What would you shoot into outer space, though, right now?
A turd? I don't know.
With Bill Murray.
Eat my shit, space.
Bill Murray, I'd shoot the wood.
I bet you would come back as an alien and fucking murder you.
I'd shoot the Wu-Tang album into space just so that guy couldn't get it back. That guy's a douche.
That guy's the ultimate douche.
I would shoot propaganda into space.
So how do they steal
Earth number one? Come at me, bro.
Yeah, the problem
planet
is,
sucks.
It's you, like,
a loop of the Jersey Shore.
Well, I want to hear about this. Loop. I want to hear about this Wu-Tang, though. How'd they steal it back?
They don't.
They didn't. They just a clause in the contract where, like, you could assume that maybe Expendables 4 is them stealing the shit back with Bill Murray.
What?
It's a bunch of old rappers and
Ocean's 14.
Comedian.
That's actually a good movie, though. Nobody would make that.
I'd watch
it's
it.
Good.
Method Man's a great actor.
No, I would watch it, but nobody filmed like makes anything really. Great,
see the thing,
you know?
The thing, the whole thing tying together is that you make ODB the computer.
Oh my god!
He's their Jarvis.
Yeah.
They just downloaded his brain into the CPU.
Baby, I like it raw. Take the right.
Shimmy, shimmy, yaw, shimmy, yaw, shimmy, left.
Shoot that nigga. Give sound advice. It's like, take your welfare check and cash it. It's money.
All right. Let's call it a break. We'll come back with some games.
Hello, I'm Dr. Norman Trousers. He, on the other hand, is River Zambezi.
Hello.
We host the Castle Mirth Podcast, a ramshackle little comedy show found on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and all your favourite podcast directories.
And www.castlemirth.com.
Yeah, and there too. We're interrupting what you were listening to.
With permission.
Yeah, we're not that clever. To invite you to,
when you finished,
come and take a listen to our show.
If you like laughing.
Yeah, if you like a laugh, come laugh with us.
Should we warn them?
We should probably say something. Some of our content,
none of which is suitable for children,
may offend.
Would you suck a stunt cock?
This is lots of dicks in this place. If I was on my own, that Japanese fucking milky tit sex doll, I would probably buy one. I'm going to stick my finger on my bum. You know, bollocks of that. Just go on the internet and actually get that bird to fucking...
Put a finger
twang
up
twang yourself off. Yeah.
This is Angel Barry White.
Maybe I'm a bit prudish, right? Maybe I felt a bit guilty when the cat walks in on me having a wank. I don't know.
In my fucking day, we had to work 27 hours a day.
That's before we got up. Do you like my leather?
I thought you were just sweaty.
No. If you had 9 knobs... I guarantee you wouldn't be sat here doing this show.
And it was a bit of a weird experience to basically be sat there having a fucking picnic while she's naked in a bath. I'd buy him a picture of Kylie Minogue's cock.
What? Really?
She had a cunt like a Wookiee's armpit.
You forgot to turn the beat machine. So, as long as that kind of language doesn't offend you, we'd love to welcome you into the fold.
Yes, we would. So join us on the Castle Mirth Podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Will you unlock this cage now?
Shut up.
Up. I never had shit, had a heart, got a slit. Might as well rip it out. Got a dream, I ain't giving now. That's what it's all about. All these fucking people tell me who I gotta be. Well, fuck you, motherfucker, you're my enemy. All I need is 5 minutes to remember me. Send a club into a murder scene, cause all you do is bleed. It's J6 and this bitch, don't remind me that I'll never be shit. You'll dig your own dick.
Stars are so cursed from the start. Joys are big on in my heart. Why am I still feeling?